A ground blizzard is brewing on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation in northern Montana. This is a report on how the tribe is preparing for high winds and snowdrifts. Katie Kitson, a dispatcher at Blackfeet Transit, says the department has been dealing with late starts and road closures as the storm moves into Browning.
We already had two buses stuck this morning.
Gusts of wind up to 70 miles per hour are expected to create ground blizzard conditions as far south as Depuyer and as far north as the Canadian border. That's according to the National Weather Service, which on Monday afternoon downgraded the storm from a blizzard warning to a winter weather advisory in effect until Tuesday morning. It says there could be zero visibility and is warning against driving. Kitson, the Blackfeet dispatcher, says unless Tribal Council tells the department otherwise, the tribal fleet will still be giving Browning residents rides.
Well, right now we're doing medical and employment and bringing passengers to the grocery store to get their groceries and things that they need.
The blizzard comes after a September storm dumped a record-breaking 48 inches of snow on Browning and led Governor Steve Bullock to declare an emergency. Monday morning, the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council told all out-of-town employees to stay home. Many public schools, including Browning Public Schools and Heartbeat School, were canceled for the day. The strongest winds are expected to have passed. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.